Very happy now to welcome movie star, TV star as well, Chris O'Donnell. Of course, you know him from his appearances in NCIS LA, and also a guy in a lot of movies as well. And he's here to talk about the Liberty Mutual Insurance Responsible Sports. He's an ambassador for that. We'll get to that in just a second. But Chris, I know you're a Chicago guy, and you were a Sox bat boy, but you also threw out a first pitch at a Cubs game. Is it possible to like both teams when you're in that town, or do the people call you on it?
You know, a lot of my friends do call me on it. I genuinely do root for both of them. I was raised a Sox fan because my dad worked for the radio station. They carried the Sox as a kid. But then when I got out of college, I moved into Wrigleyville. And so I have a genuine affection for both of them. I hated the Cubs as a kid, but it's just such a great tradition. Unfortunately, it's not a winning tradition. But it's a great tradition of fans.
What do you think that is? Because obviously the friendly confines is very attractive, and no matter what they do, it seems, and sometimes they tease their fans now and then, but the Theo Epstein revolution hasn't taken hold just yet, but people still come out. And I'm sure after a while you think, you know, you got to go back before World War I here for a championship. Do you think it'll happen in your lifetime, Chris?
I mean, you feel like it has to, but it's just, on the one hand, going to Wrigley is like going to the world's largest beer garden, and it's just fun, and it's always going to draw an enormous amount of fans, even with the crappy weather and that sort of thing. But on the other hand, you think, how can they not get a World Series at this point? It just doesn't make any sense, especially when you have expansion teams that come in and win. I was there... you know, with the Bartman incident and all that. And, you know, it's just devastating. We were so close to getting into the World Series that year. And you see the success the Red Sox have had in the last, you know, 10 years or whatever. It's just incredibly frustrating. But, you know, there's always hope, as they say, next year.
And since you bring that up, I don't know if you ever saw the documentary about Bartman, but there but for the grace of God go all of us, I think, to just reach up for a ball right in front of you. Do you think that that guy...
So, you know, he's a super fan. That's what's so sad about the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, the guy's, he's sitting there with his earphones on because he wants to hear the play-by-play. I mean, he's an absolute diehard fan and just becomes just gets destroyed for it.
Yeah, all the other things that went wrong, the Gonzalez errors, everything, that all got forgotten because
right.
The guy put
and everyone lost their cool after that too, which was, you know, you just can't lose your cool. They lost their edge at that point.
Rick Tittle with Chris O'Donnell. Now the other teams in the Chicagoland area, you guys are all united.
Our Hawks. Oh my God.
You know what? I'm sorry about the Hawks too, because I'm a Sharks fan and I really wanted the Kings to go down. We were up 3-0, and now, you know, it's just, you know, and I'm not a Hawks fan, but I hate the Kings, and that made me sick, that overtime game 7.
It was tough to watch. I was there for the Memorial Day game. Actually, last year when we beat L.A. to clinch and go to the Stanley Cup Finals, I brought four of my kids to Chicago, and we went to the game. It was triple overtime, and Patrick Kane had a hat trick to win it. It was an amazing experience. And then I took one of my kids to the game in L.A. on Memorial Day. It's just not the same experience being a Hawks fan. I mean, first of all, the Hawks fans, it's amazing how many show up at every stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They travel very well, but... just wasn't the same energy. And then when we came back and won game 6, I thought, we're going back to Chicago. We got this thing wrapped up. And we looked pretty good there for a while, but it was very deflating, to say the least.
Well, and you mentioned four kids. I know you have 5, and I can't think and you're still a relatively young man, but, I mean, when you've got all the you got soccer, Little League. How many things you got going on at once, sports with your kids?
Oh, my God. We have soccer, baseball, football, lacrosse, horseback riding, basketball, tennis, golf. I mean, it's endless.
All right. And finally, sports-wise, I want to ask you about the Bears as well. And just a little thing to remember, there's a kid out here from San Jose State, David Fales, who I think is a fantastic quarterback. Obviously, Cutler's going to be your guy for a while, but I think you guys found a little gem there, and maybe down the line, I don't know if he's going to be your starter, but I think he's a guy that might be able to help, because as you know, you're starter's going to go down 2, 3, 4 games a year, as it seems.
Absolutely. You know, it's inevitable, and you need to have a good backup. I would love it if he was a solid backup. Cutler is an amazing talent, but sometimes he can be difficult to root for, just kind of watching his demeanor and that sort of thing on the field. But
Well, Chris, let me ask you that.
Not an incredible amount of talent.
Yeah, not to interrupt you, but that time when he sat down on the bench and other NFL players started tweeting, you quit on the team, even though he was hurt, I think maybe his body language betrays it, because he looks so apathetic at times that I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah, and then I give him the benefit of the doubt because it wasn't like his teammates were coming out against him at the time. They were supporting him, and so maybe that's just the other guys being professional. I'm not really sure, but you know, that's the biggest sport in our house for sure is NFL and Chicago Bears. You know, in fact, I'm coming up to opening game at Levi Stadium. I think it was September 13th.
Yeah, down in Santa Clara. Yeah,
I'm coming up.
All right. Well,
when the Bears go west, I find my way to the game.
You're a good fan. Yeah, you know, you remind me that Brian Urlacher did come out and support Jay Cutler after that whole thing. And yeah, now that you remind me,
it's funny because I know Brian as a friend, and that was part of the reason I said, well, I got to give this guy the benefit of the doubt that he's not destroying him in the press. So,
speaking with Chris O'Donnell, the actor, now tell us how you. I can imagine all the sports you're involved with, and you've seen probably. It's not as bad as it was when I was growing up in the 70s, but I'm sure you've seen the dad who thinks his kid's getting to the big leagues and he's barking at an 8-year-old for making an error. So as an ambassador...
Well, it's interesting, this Liberty Mutual Insurance, they just did a survey with youth coaches and parents. And actually, over half felt that the sports industry's gotten worse since we were kids.
Oh, wow.
Which is not totally surprising to me because I'm out at these fields every weekend watching people and you know, part of it is, I suppose, we don't always have great examples in the professional ranks of good sportsmanship. But, you know, bad examples can also be learning devices for people. And so Liberty Mutual Insurance has set up this responsiblesports.com website. And it's got a lot of really helpful tips for parents and coaches and youth, of youth sports. And basically the message we're getting out is if you haven't had a talk with your kids about good sportsmanship, do it today. And if you need advice, go to responsiblesports.com. It's got a lot of really useful tips on how to talk about it with your kids.
What are maybe some of the tangible things? Because, you know, we can all look on a website, but something you can tell the listener today that they can do that maybe can affect change in that sort of situation.
Well, I think part of it is just explaining to them what good sportsmanship is, you know, and it's having respect for the game itself, the rules, the officials, your opponents, your own teammates, yourself. You know, I like some of the lessons that I saw in there, which I thought were entertaining in relation to myself, is just from a parenting standpoint, you know, and trying to teach your kids about sports is, you know, when you get in the car after an event, don't start launching into about what they could have done, why didn't they do this, or asking them 1,000 questions. Let them have some time themselves to kind of decompress and figure it out. But, you know, this youth sports is about teaching them about teamwork and effort and being part of a, you know, something that's maybe a different sport to them. And so you can set goals at the beginning of the season and get out there. And on the website, they do kind of this 100-point scale where they assign values to, you know, whether it's trying a new sport or the effort they put in or making a new friend, that sort of thing. It's not every kid's going to be the MVP. Not every team is going to win. So youth sports is so valuable. I have such strong memories when I was a kid about the coaches I had and the lessons I learned. So, just kind of interesting to see the survey and find out that there's been a decline in this because I think that's really what youth sports should be about.
It's Chris O'Donnell talking about Responsible Sports, created back in 2007, still going strong, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, and Chris is an ambassador for that. Hey, Chris, thanks for your time and your sports insights, and we'll look for you on the big and the little screen soon.
Go Bears!
All right, thanks, man.
See you. Bye.